Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. I Am Woman was the anthem. And Love I was going to say this could be the anthem for this organization. Impact 100 is here in the studio with me this morning. You all have really done such a phenomenal job. And with me this morning, I have Martha Holden, who's the current president of the organization. And Lauren Gund is here. She is the communications chair. Welcome, women, to the show.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful intro for us.
That's an oldie, but it's a goodie. It still applies today.
Indeed. Well, we are so appreciative of you having us on and
I'm
having
thrilled
us share.
To have you here. So tell me everything. And for people that maybe don't know, what is Impact 100? You're all over the headlines and you're making a huge difference in our community, but some people may not understand it or really know what it's all about.
Absolutely. Happy to share. Impact 100 is an all-women's philanthropic group. We started 22 years ago, and we exist to fund nonprofits that are here in our community, already the boots on the ground doing the hard work, and we want to help them, enable them to have transformative projects. So we get together, pool our funds as women. Each woman puts $1,000 in, and we pool those resources, and 100% of those membership dues go right back out into the community in the form of grants.
And that's extraordinary, because so often an organization like yours will have overhead and people getting salaries and things like that. That's not the case.
That is not the case. Impact 100 is a completely all-volunteer board, all-volunteer member-centric organization, and so we are honored and thankful that, yes, we do have 100% going back out into the community. We have a lot of sponsors that do amazing things to help us with those overhead costs. We still have some overhead costs, but not in the way of salaries or anything like that.
So so far, how many years have you been in existence now?
22.
Woohoo! And in that time, do you have some numbers for us this morning?
Oh, do we have numbers? In that 22-year period, we have funded 177 grants.
Oh, my goodness.
Every grant has been over $100,000.
Wow.
And when you add all of that up, in 22 years, you get $18.7 million just in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
That's incredible. Really, that is incredible. So, okay, I don't even know what to say. That's just incredible. So now what's happening this year? I guess now is the time people are getting involved again. And because you kind of recruit and have open events where women can come and find out more about the organization. And I'm assuming I've seen a couple things on Facebook already.
Yeah. So we kind of have two different parts to our year. Right now we're in what we call membership season. And so we get together at different venues throughout the area, throughout the two counties, and just invite all women 18 or older to participate in these just networking events. You do not have to be a member to attend. It's just to come out and understand what Impact is all about and get to know some of our members, some of our board members. They're free to attend. And so that takes us until like through the month of February. We have two more meet and mingles left, one today.
Oh, what time is that one?
Yes, everyone should stop by. It's at the Pensacola Museum of Art downtown, and it is from 5:30 to 7. And we've got some fun entertainment from a nonprofit organization who is a past grant recipient. There might be some ballet shoes on the floor, so it should be fun.
Okay, yeah. That works.
Yeah, and then the rest, the other half of the year is what we called grant season. So that's where we kind of switch our focus to the nonprofits in our community, help them through the grant application process and ultimately the selection process.
So how do you decide? Because I'm sure someone will go, oh, well, that's nice to probably have their best friend gets the grant. But it's not like that at all, is it?
Not at all.
It's a real process.
We believe in the integrity of the process. First of all, we have five what we call focus area groups. So we believe that we want to help fund projects for a balanced community. So the nonprofit themselves can choose whether they are applying in the arts, culture, history, education, environment and recreation, family, or health and wellness committee. So they choose the committee based on their project. And our members then volunteer to serve in the summer if they have the time and interest to do so. And they actually deep dive on each one of these grant applications and vet them. We do a site visit to every applicant because we want to hear directly from them. And it kind of levels the playing field. Some folks have grant writers on staff. Some do not. Some are great at putting their project on paper. Some are not. And so being able to see it in person makes a difference. Those committees then come back together, report on that, and choose finalists that then go forward to our October annual meeting, which we also call Million Dollar Sunday.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Isn't it, though? Last year, we were able to give $1.2 million away in one day.
Really, the numbers are extraordinary, but the difference you can make, because some of the organizations I know are some of the bigger organizations that people are more familiar with, some of our arts organizations. But what I love about Impact 100 is that because of this vetting process, because of the different categories, you're actually able to help some organizations that might not have any other resource for extra funding for a specific project, for something that they're doing. And I really love to see that diversity and the variety of the grant recipients that you have every year.
Yes, absolutely. And to your point before, we do believe in that integrity. Each woman gets exactly one vote. Mm-hmm. So there are no pet projects. And we actually partner with the Supervisor of Elections for both Escambia and Santa Rosa. They come in, they actually design our ballot. And tabulators that we do for all of our other elections.
Wow.
We believe in that integrity.
That's so, so important.
Yes.
So can you talk about a little bit about some of the grant recipients from last year? Do you have the list or any of that kind of information with you? Or we can do that after the break. We'll come back after the break. So this year, if I wanted to get involved, what is the first thing I need to do?
Come on down today to the Pensacola Museum of Art at 5:30 and check out that meet and mingle. That's also an opportunity to hear from a different recipient each time so that we can hear what that transformative project was and see what's happening in the community, that impact of impact. We have one other meet and mingle that'll be next Wednesday at the Pensacola Country Club. And we'll have the Pensacola Children's Chorus telling us about their projects as well that we funded.
If unfortunately I'm not able to make the meet and mingles, where do I go next?
To our website, impact100pensacola.org. There's a join button at the top. And it's a really simple process. And you just join and submit your membership dues and you're good to go.
Okay. We're talking with Martha and Lauren from Impact 100. We're going to come back and find out a little bit more about some of the recipients of the grants. And if you have a question or comment, please text it in this morning at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk with Impact 100. We'll be back in a minute. And we're back with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with our friends from Impact 100. Martha is here. Lauren is here. We've been discussing how you can get involved. There is a meet and mingle tonight, and that's going to be at the Pensacola Museum of Art. I think you said the time was 5:30 to 7. Is that correct?
That is right.
And it's free, and you can come and check it all out. And then there's other ways where you can go online to their website to join. But I was curious about some of the recipients that you've had in the past with over 170, I think, total, you said?
170.
So tell us a little bit. I know many of us know the arts organizations have been recipients, but it's much broader than that.
It is. As Martha mentioned, there's a few different focus areas. So just some beyond the arts in education. Last year, we provided grants to the Children's Home Society of Florida and the Early Learning Coalition of Escambia County. In environments, First Tee and the Wildlife Sanctuary of Northwest Florida. Families, legal services of North Florida. They provide free legal services, and that was really, really neat. Wesley Haven Villa, which is a senior center, Wounded Veterans Relief Fund. I mean, the list goes on, and it's a wide variety.
So then with so many different opportunities, if I'm listening and I'm involved with, say, a small organization that could certainly use $100,000 perhaps for a very specific project or a part of the growth of the organization, then how do I apply? When is that process? How does that work from the other side of it?
Well, the first step in that process could be to go online to our website to our nonprofit workshop that's coming up on April the 16th.
Oh, okay. Where's that?
That is also a free event, and that is going to be held at Brownsville from 9 to 1. We do have a cap on registration, so I encourage folks to go ahead and get registered now. And in that, we'll hear, we'll share the new grant information, anything that's changed in the application, and we'll share other resources for the nonprofits. We'll have a keynote speaker. Dr. Judy Bentz is going to come and talk
fantastic.
To us. She does.
Yes.
She understands both sides of that funding here in the community. And then we'll also have a panel of previous recipients that are going to share their best tips and tricks that they learned along the way. So that's the first step, would be that nonprofit workshop on April the 16th.
And that's at the Brownsville Community Center?
Correct, okay. From 9 to 1. And then the official first step in the application process is to submit a letter of intent. So a letter of intent says, I'm going to apply for a grant. It does not obligate you to turn in a grant application, but it is a required step if you do decide to turn in a grant application. That LOI is due on April the 30th. And then for those folks turning in the LOI, we'll have some additional resources. We do all we can to act out our part of our mission statement to know and serve the community. And we do so in trying to provide these resources to help our nonprofits be successful. So there'll be a webinar with more details about the grant process. There's even an opportunity for a one-on-one with board members to answer specific questions that you may have about your application prior to putting it in. And then that deadline is June the 15th.
Okay.
When that application is due.
Well, it's nice to hear that you have so much help, because a lot of times some of the smaller organizations really don't have a big staff. They may not have the best writers on staff. I mean, that kind of thing. So to be able to come to you and say, here, we need a little bit of help, that's pretty powerful.
We want to see them succeed, and we all know that we all benefit as a community when they do.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things, too, folks may not be aware of, there have been substantial cuts in the last year or two to the arts, to many of the nonprofits in the area across the board. And so the fact that this organization is alive and well, and that y'all are stepping up to kind of make a difference in that lack of funding that maybe some of the organizations counted on that were coming from the state. Mm-hmm. And so the good news is, this could make a huge difference in keeping them alive and able to continue to offer the services to the community.
Absolutely. And we get excited when we hear from previous recipients that tell us that getting a grant, or even becoming a finalist, even if they're not a recipient, is kind of the good housekeeping seal of approval.
Yes.
It's taught them so much about honing their application and their talking points of what they want to do in the community, and that's helpful to pursue other grant funding as well.
I was going to say that. If you go successfully through the even unsuccessfully through the Impact 100 grant application process.
Mm-hmm.
What you will learn from that will allow you to write any grant application. You know, it's definitely transferable knowledge.
That's great. So we're talking with Martha and Lauren from Impact 100 on Pep Talk this morning, and that is our expert panel, and they are the experts. So please, if you have a question or comment about Impact 100, please text it in at 850-437-1620. We would love to hear from you. So my next question is a little more personal. Now that you've both been involved for a number of years, I'm guessing, right?
Yes.
The two of you. What is your favorite part of the whole deal? I mean, why do you do this? It's time consuming. You're not getting paid.
Gosh, I have two. One would be iron sharpens iron. And so working alongside these strong, sharp-minded women has honed me to be a better person. But then secondly, I feel so much more connected to my community.
Mm-hmm.
I would have driven past organizations and not known what they do. And here I have an opportunity to join forces with other women and to really move the needle in the community.
Absolutely. It is incredible. And it's a wonderful opportunity to serve on the board. It, you know, if you really don't know how well you can run an organization until you see a bunch of women do it.
Well, I could go on a whole tangent about that. But need a few more women in charge of the country, quite frankly. But that's a whole nother show.
I know. But it is. It's great. I mean, it's such a strong collective of women in our community from all different backgrounds. I mean, just it's very diverse, and you will meet your people, and you will meet people that you would have never met otherwise. Mm-hmm. You'll build some really great relationships. But then the other piece is just getting to know what our community is doing, and it amazes me. I think we have over 400 nonprofits in our database.
Wow.
Just to know that there's that many nonprofits doing good in this small community is just incredible.
I had no idea.
I know.
I would have guessed 100 something maybe. Yeah. Wow, that's incredible.
And that's just the ones that we know of, right?
Right. So. Well, that's true, right. Okay, we're talking with Impact 100. Martha and Lauren are here. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends from Impact 100 this morning. So I have a question for you. I was a little curious. What about the guys? Somebody that loves what y'all are doing, thinks it's a great thing, can they donate? Do you have people that have donated in the past?
Absolutely. We welcome all donations. Obviously, to be a member, you have to be a female 18 or older. But any donations are greatly appreciated to help offset all of our operational expenses, to support the events that we put on for the nonprofits and the members and things like that.
Mm-hmm. We have men to donate memberships for the women in their lives, for their employees. We've even have some men who continue to give in memory of their wives that have passed on.
Oh, that's really special. Yeah. That's really
special. Still making an impact all these years.
So they would just go to the website to find out more, but they wouldn't have a vote, but you could still donate if you want to.
Absolutely.
And if you can't afford the $1,000, you can still donate, correct?
Absolutely, you can.
I mean, I always say every little bit helps.
Yes, ma'am, you are correct.
Okay, we're talking with Impact 100 there. If you want to become a part of it, there is an event today or tonight. Let's talk about those things, because we've got a couple minutes left here on ways people can sign up and find out more.
Yes, always check out our website. There's actually even a list of every of the 177 projects that we funded. That's on there.
Wow.
I would also be remiss if I didn't tell you that little bitty Pensacola has the worldwide record for members in Impact.
Wow, that's fantastic.
This past year, we had 1,242 ladies, and we're very excited about this next year and what we'll be able to do and what grants we'll be able to award on that Million Dollar Sunday in October.
People need to realize that when this was started 22 years ago, my friend Debbie Ritchie was the one that brought this idea to the community, and we were all so excited at the time because we thought we could just get 100 people to do this.
So
that's where the Impact 100 comes from, because then you'd have $100,000 to donate.
Right.
And then
that first year they ended up with 233, and so we've grown and grown until 1,242 this last year.
Which brings us into how much money to spend?
$1.2 million. We've given 12 grants away of 100,000 plus for the last 2 years, and we're hoping to go for a third.
Thank you so much. It's incredible that the impact 100 is having on our community, and it's thanks to women like you who are donating your time and volunteering and reaching into those pocketbooks and saying, okay, I'm willing to do this, and then trusting the process, the selection process, and the fact that you all have. I love the fact that you have the supervisor of elections involved. That just cracks me up. I just think that's
absolutely
great.
We love that integrity and that making sure there are no pet projects.
Yes, okay.
So we have a very philanthropic community here, and we're very blessed.
No doubt about it. Okay, so one more time, the two mix and mingles coming up.
One this evening at the Pensacola Museum of Art with the Ballet Pensacola, and that's from 5:30 to 7. And then next Wednesday at the Pensacola Country Club, and that one is going to be the Pensacola Children's Chorus telling us about their project.
Excellent. Martha Holden, who is the president, Lauren Gund, who is the communications chair, here talking about Impact 100. What's that website again? If I can't make the mix and mingle, but I still want to find out more and how to join.
It's impact100pensacola.org.
Excellent. Thank you both for taking the time out of your busy schedules to be here and tell us all about it. If you're listening, now's the time to go to that website and become a member of Impact 100. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a little bit.